Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memra by Avram Goldar and today Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Samech Ches, the fifth parak Sochar Zapoel. The Zichu Masechta Avodah Zarah program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem Alav Hashalom and Zichu Nishmas his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Alav Hashalom. May the Neshamas have an Aliyah. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, Amoraim discuss the Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon if Nosim Tamuf Gum prohibits a mixture. Ula says, Machlokas shehishpiach ubasof pagam. The dispute is only where the forbidden flavor first improved the mixture and only eventually harmed it. Because it initially improved the mixture's flavor, Rabbi Meir says the mixture becomes forbidden. Of a pagam yikar and divrei kol mutter, but where it harmed the mixture's flavor from the beginning, all agree the mixture is permitted. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Bepogam miikar machokas." The dispute pertains to where the forbidden flavor harmed the mixture's flavor from the beginning. The Gemara asks if Rabbi Yochanan meant that all agree that hishpiach ubaso pagam is forbidden, or that they argue in both cases. Proof is eventually brought from a brisa discussing leaven of truma and leaven of chulin, which fell into a dough, which first leavened it and then over-leavened it and ruined it. The Sefer states that if the truma fell in first, all agree it's prohibited since it first improved the dough. This proves their machlokas is only by pagam miikara. Point number two, the brisa just mentioned taught that if truma leaven and chulin leaven fell simultaneously into a dough and first leavened it and then ruined it, the rabbanan prohibit the dough because the prohibited leaven caused the dough to be leavened faster than it would have with only the chulin leaven. Rabbi Shimon permits the dough because although it was first improved, the permitted and prohibited leavens improved it together. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Shimon, the permitted and prohibited leavens should combine to prohibit the dough, since the prohibited leaven contribute to its initial improvement. It answers that Rabbi Shimon is following his view that afil iser ve iser nam gom mitzarfei. Even one prohibition and another prohibition do not combine to prohibit a mixture. In a mission, the Tanakhama says that Orla and Kalaya Karam, both of which prohibited a ratio of up to 1 in 200, combined to prohibit a mixture. But Rabbi Shimon says they do not combine to prohibit it, and each element is nullified. And point number three, the Gemara relates an incident in which a mouse fell into a barrel of beer, and the beer absorbed its flavor. Rav prohibited the beer in consumption, and Rav Sheshes was asked if Rav holds nosen tam of gum is usser. He responded that ordinarily Rav holds nosen tam of gum is permitted, v'hacha chiddushu, but here the prohibition against eating a mouse is a chiddush, because it's repulsive ubidili inshmine, and people stay away from eating it on their own, v'afil hachi asrei rachmana, and even so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu prohibited. Since the Torah did not need to prevent people from eating it, the prohibition teaches that it prohibits a mixture even though it's nosen tam of gum. Rav says the halacha is that nosen tam of gum is always mutter, even in the case of repulsive shratzim. Therefore, he said, he was unsure if Rav's stringent ruling in the case of the mouse in the beer was because he holds nosen tam of gum as aser, in which case we do not paskin like him, or that he holds the mouse improves the beer's flavor and the halacha could follow him. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Amoraim discuss the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon if nosen tam of gum prohibits a mixture. Ula says, machlokas shehishpiach ubasof pagam. The dispute is only where the forbidden flavor first improved the mixture and only eventually harmed it. Because it initially improved the mixture's flavor, Rabbi Meir says the mixture becomes forbidden. Of a pagam yikar and divrei kol mutter, but where it harmed the mixture's flavor from the beginning, all agree the mixture is permitted. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Bepogam miikar machokas." The dispute pertains to where the forbidden flavor harmed the mixture's flavor from the beginning. The Gemara asks if Rabbi Yochanan meant that all agree that hishpiach ubaso pagam is forbidden, or that they argue in both cases. Proof is eventually brought from a brisa discussing leaven of truma and leaven of chulin, which fell into a dough, which first leavened it and then over-leavened it and ruined it. The Sefer states that if the truma fell in first, all agree it's prohibited since it first improved the dough. This proves their machlokas is only by pagam miikara. Point number two, the brisa just mentioned taught that if truma leaven and chulin leaven fell simultaneously into a dough and first leavened it and then ruined it, the rabbanan prohibit the dough because the prohibited leaven caused the dough to be leavened faster than it would have with only the chulin leaven. Rabbi Shimon permits the dough because although it was first improved, the permitted and prohibited leavens improved it together. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Shimon, the permitted and prohibited leavens should combine to prohibit the dough, since the prohibited leaven contribute to its initial improvement. It answers that Rabbi Shimon is following his view that afil iser ve iser nam gom mitzarfei. Even one prohibition and another prohibition do not combine to prohibit a mixture. In a mission, the Tanakhama says that Orla and Kalaya Karam, both of which prohibited a ratio of up to 1 in 200, combined to prohibit a mixture. But Rabbi Shimon says they do not combine to prohibit it, and each element is nullified. And point number three, the Gemara relates an incident in which a mouse fell into a barrel of beer, and the beer absorbed its flavor. Rav prohibited the beer in consumption, and Rav Sheshes was asked if Rav holds nosen tum of gum is usser. He responded that ordinarily Rav holds nosen tum of gum is permitted, v'hacha chiddushu, but here the prohibition against eating a mouse is a chiddush, because it's repulsive ubidili inshmine, and people stay away from eating it on their own, v'afil hachi asrei rachmana, and even so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu prohibited. Since the Torah did not need to prevent people from eating it, the prohibition teaches that it prohibits a mixture even though it's nosen tum of gum. Rava says the halacha is that nosen tum of gum is always mutter, even in the case of repulsive shratzim. Therefore, he said, he was unsure if Rav's stringent ruling in the case of the mouse in the beer was because he holds nosen tum of gum as aser, in which case we do not paskin like him, or that he holds the mouse and proves the beer's flavor, and the halacha could follow him. All right, so now we get our siman daf samaches, and this siman was suggested to us by Jeremy Shaiwitz from Woodmere, New York. He suggested that samaches is schach, schach. So here goes. At the Nosen Tum of Gum Carnival held in the sukkah with schach, dripping with usser vinegar, the kids were having a blast watching isser drip into a bowl of food and guessing at what point it was mashpiach and then pogam, the food's flavor, and watching dough rise from leaven of truma and chulin together, when their father said the party's over because a mouse fell into his beer. So once again, in slow motion. At the Nosen Tum of Gum Carnival held in the sukkah with schach, that must move on daf samaches. At the Nosen Tum of Gum Carnival held in the sukkah with schach, dripping with usser vinegar, the kids were having a blast, watching isser drip into a bowl of food and guessing at what point it was mashpiach and then pogam, the food's flavor, which reminds us, the Gemara brings malchokas if Nosen Tum of Gum is by hishpiach ubaso pagam or by pagam miikara. So at the Nosen Tum of Gum Carnival held in the sukkah with schach, dripping with usser vinegar, the kids were having a blast watching isser drip into a bowl of food and guessing at what point it was mashpiach and then pogam, the food's flavor, and watching dough rise from leaven of truma and chulin together, which reminds the Braisa taught that if truma, leaven, and chulin fell simultaneously into a dough, and first leavened it and then ruined it, the rabban prohibit the dough because the prohibited leaven caused the dough to be leavened faster than it would have with only the chulin leaven. Rabbi Shimon permits the dough because although it was first improved, the permitted and prohibited leavens improved it together. Rabbi Shimon is following his view that afilo isser ve-isser namigol mitzdarfei, even one prohibition and another prohibition do not combine to prohibit a mixture. So at the Nosen Tum of Gum Carnival held in the sukkah with schach, dripping with usser vinegar, the kids were having a blast watching isser drip into a bowl of food and guessing at what point it was mashpiach and then pogam, the food's flavor, and watching dough rise from leaven of truma and chulin together, when their father said the party's over because a mouse fell into his beer, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what the din is regarding Nosen Tum of Gum in a case where a mouse fell into some beer. So once again, at the Nosen Tum of Gum Carnival held in the sukkah with schach dripping with usser vinegar, the kids were having a blast watching isser drip into a bowl of food and guessing at what point it was mashpiach and then pogam, the food's flavor, and watching dough rise from leaven of truma and chulin together, when their father said the party's over because a mouse fell into his beer. All right, so now it's time for four Barabah Chazara. Daf Samech Dalet. So the Simmer Daf Samech Dalet is a secret agent. So here goes. The Jewish secret agent. Secret agent? That must be more Daf Samech Dalet. Sod. The Jewish secret agent hired by an Akum to find and smash the barrels of Yain Nesech, who hoped they would stay whole, until he found them, which reminds us, a question was posed on the previous Daf. Schar Lishbor B'Yain Nesech. If an Akum hired a Jew to smash barrels containing Yain Nesech to destroy it, are such wages permitted? Do we say Kevin derotza b'kiyumo, since he wants the wine's continued existence so he can be paid to destroy it, his wages are forbidden? Or do we say anything to diminish idolatry is permitted? Rav Nachman answered, Yishbor b'tavo olav bracha. He should break the barrels and a blessing should come upon him. So the Jewish secret agent hired by an Akum to find and smash the barrels of Yain Nesech, who hoped they would stay whole, until he found them, spied on a goy who sold his idol to pay back a debt, owed to a Yid, which reminds us, a Braisa taught that if an Akum owed a Jew money and sold his idol or Yain Nesach, the Jew may accept the proceeds of the sale. This proves that the sold idol does not prohibit the money paid for it to an Akum. So, the Jewish secret agent hired by an Akum to bind and smash the barrels of Yain Nesach, who hoped they would stay whole, until he found them, spied on a Goy who sold his idol to pay back a debt, owed to a Yid, who was telling a Ger Toshav that he can nullify an idol, which reminds us, another question was asked. Ger Toshav, Moshe Yevato, Avodas Kochavim, can a Ger Toshav be Mevato, an idol? Do we say one who worships idols can nullify them, but one who does not worship cannot nullify? Or do we say anyone of an idolatrous kind can nullify? And since a Ger Toshav is of an Akum's kind, since he doesn't keep all the mitzvahs, he can nullify idols. As part of the discussion, the Gemara brings three different definitions of a Ger Toshav. Daf Samech Hei. So the Siman Daf Samech Hei is sheep, and we often use a shepherd in the Siman. So here goes. The shepherd using a sheep. Shepherd, sheep. That must be more on Daf Samech Hei. The shepherd using a sheep to transport 100 barrels of wine for 100 prutos, where one barrel was Yain Nesech, which reminds us, Menachem said to a Jew, transport for me 100 barrels for 100 prutos, where all 100 barrels must be transferred for the wages to be earned. If one barrel contains Yain Nesech, all the wages are prohibited. If he said, transport for me each barrel for a pruta, so even if he transports a barrel of Yain Nesech, the remaining wages are unaffected. So the shepherd using a sheep to transport 100 barrels of wine for 100 prutos, where one barrel was Yain Nesech, saw his sheep trip and spill some Yain Nesech on some grapes, which the grape owner began to wash off, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Yain Nesech shenafal gabi anavim. If Yain Nesech fell into grapes, yadichon vehen mutaros, he washes them off and they're permitted because no wine was absorbed into the grapes. However, if they're cracked, they're forbidden because the wine seeped through the cracks and washing them does not remove all the wine. So the shepherd using a sheep to transport 100 barrels of wine for 100 prutos, where one barrel was Yain Nesech, saw a sheep trip and spill some Yain Nesech on some grapes, which the grape owner began to wash off. While Rabbi told the Yid whose wheat the wine landed on to grind it and bake it into bread to sell to an Akum, not in the presence of another Jew. Which reminds us, in the case where Yain Nesech once spilled onto a pile of wheat, Rava permitted the Jew to first grind the wheat and bake it as bread, and then sell it to an Akum, because a Jew would not purchase bread from an Akum. Daf Samech Vav. So the Siman Daf Samech Vav is sewing, and we often use a tailor in the Siman. So here goes. The tailor sewing. Tailor sewing? That must be more on Daf Samech Vav. The tailor sewing Basar Tama and Basar Shema tags, with the two rabbis debating a case of new wine yesech that fell into grapes, which reminds us, regarding Chamra Chadusa Ba'anve, new wine mixed in grapes. Abaye holds Basar Tama Azlinan. We follow the flavor when classifying elements. Since new wine and grapes taste the same, they're considered min bimino, so even a mashu of wine prohibits the grapes. Rava holds Basar Shema Azlinan. We follow the name of the items, and since they have different names, wine and grapes, they're considered min b'she'eno mino, and only prohibit benois and tam. So the tailor sewing Basar Tam and Basar Shema tags with two rabbis debating a case of new Yain Nesach that fell into grapes, knocked over a jug of wine which fell into a barrel of vinegar, changing its smell, which reminds us, if forbidden wine fell into vinegar, the wine smell changes to that of vinegar when it entered the vinegar's airspace before mixing into the wine. In this case, Abai says the vinegar is prohibited with a mashu of wine because he holds recho chala v'tama chamra chala. Wine whose smell is vinegar and flavor is wine is considered vinegar, so it's considered min bimino with the actual vinegar. Rava says the vinegar is prohibited benois and tam because he holds recho chala v'tama chamra chamra. Wine whose smell is vinegar and flavor is wine is considered wine, so it's considered min b'she'eno mino with the vinegar. So the tailor sewing Basar Tama and Basar Shema tags are the two rabbis debating a case of new wine Yain Nesach that fell into grapes, knocked over a jug of wine which fell into a barrel of vinegar, changing its smell. When he warned his son not to place hot bread on a barrel of Truma wine because Recha Milsihi, which reminds us, a Mishnah states, Haroda Pas Chama, if one removes hot bread from an oven, but Nasna Pichavi Shel Yain Shel Truma, and put it onto a barrel of Truma wine, Remer prohibits the bread to be consumed by a non-kohen because the bread absorbed the aroma of Truma and Rabbi Yehuda permits it. Rabbi Meir clearly holds Recha Milsihi, like Abaya, and Rabbi Yehuda appears to hold Recha Lab Milsihi, like Rava. Daf Samach Zayin. So the Siman Daf Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. At the Bachrim's barbecue, that must be on Daf Samach Zayin, sizzling barbecue. At the Bachrim's barbecue, where one goy from the nearby grill spilled nos and tum with gum isrim to a pot that was not fully spiced and nonetheless mutter, which reminds us, Reish Lakish qualifies a permit of nos and tum with gum. This does not apply where people say the pot of food is missing salt or has too much salt or has too little or too much spice, meaning if there are additional factors contributing to the detrimental flavor, it is not considered nos and tum with gum and remains forbidden. Rather, kol she'ein chasera klum, any mixture which is not missing anything, ve'ein ne'acheles mifnei zeh, and it's not eaten, meaning it's less desirable only because of this forbidden flavor, is permitted as nos in tam of gum. The Gemara brings another version of Rish Lakish. So at the Bachrim's barbecue, where one goy from the nearby grill spilled nos in tam of gum isruntal pot that was not fully spiced and nonetheless mutter, and another goy spilled melted chalev into a pot of beans, making them usser with no malkas, which reminds us, if a mixture only includes the forbidden food's flavor but not the substance, meaning melted chalev fell into a pot of food, usser ve'in lokin lab, it's prohibited, but one does not incur malkas for eating it. So at the Bachrim's barbecue, where one goy from the nearby grill spilled nos and tam of gum isser into a pot that was not fully spiced and nonetheless mutter, and another goy spilled melted chalev into a pot of beans, making them usser with no malkus, the Bachrim at the picnic table realized the steaks were placed on a goy's plates and debated if there's a heter of nos and tam of gum or not, which reminds us, our Bryce records a malchokas about nos and tam of gum. Rabbi Meir says, echad nos and tam of gum, whether a forbidden food gives flavor to the mixture's detriment, v'echad nos and tam of shevach, or whether it gives flavor to its improvement, it's forbidden. Rabbi Shimon says, nos and tam of gum is permitted. Rabbi Meir derives his opinion from Geuli over the Chochavim, the emissions of idolatrous kelim. The Torah required removing all forbidden flavor absorbed in utensils taken from Midian, although such flavors were nos and tam of gum, since presumably there was more than one day old. Rabbi Shimon would respond, Lo asur Torah el kedera bas yoma. The Torah only prohibited a pot used that same day, whose flavor is not detrimental. However, Rabbi Meir would counter, Keder bas yoma nami yefshar de la pagma purta. Even a pot used that day, it's impossible that it's not somewhat detrimental to the food cooked afterwards in it. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we learn when an esnan given before relations is permitted? That's on daf Samach Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you discuss a Jew producing idolatrous wine to sell his kosher wine and his placing it in the Akum's domain? That's on daf Samach Aleph. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you learn if Yain Nesach fell into grapes, he washes them off and they're permitted because no wine was absorbed into the grapes? That's on daf Samach Hey. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss the din of nos and tum of gum in a case where a mouse fell into some beer? That's on daf Samach Ches. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you learn that in a case where Yain Nesach spilled onto someone's wheat, Rava permitted the Jew to first grind the wheat and bake it as bread and then sell it to an Akum? That's on daf Samach Hey. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we discuss a case where Truma Leaven and Chun Leaven fell simultaneously into a dough and first leavened it and then ruined it? That's on daf Samach Ches. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you discuss the case where someone took hot bread and placed it on a barrel of Truma wine and the Malchok is whether Recha Milsahi? That's on daf Samach Vav. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we machokas if nosim tam of gum is by hishpiach ubaso pagam or by pagam miikara? That's on daf Samach Ches. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we know the wages for working with the Yain Nesach, for example, transporting it, are prohibited? That's on daf Samach Beis. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you discuss the case where forbidden wine fell into vinegar and the wine smell changes and whether to go after the flavor or the smell to determine min bimino? That's on daf Samach Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.